Welcome, everybody.
You missed that voice.
To a surprise episode of the Catch Up with Rob and JP. This is not the Great Song Podcast. This is, if you've never heard this, this used to be only on Patreon, and now we're just going to put this in the feed because we miss you guys, and you guys have been telling us that you miss us. And we had time to do it. So this is the Catch Up with Rob and JP. Very informal. This is not researched. We haven't prepared anything.
Nothing.
We just want to talk to each other. And the people were clamoring, JP.
Clamoring.
We got to listen. We're making people sad. And, you know, over time, it will get easier to live without us. But at the beginning, we might have to do some of this stuff to help people sleep through the night, man.
So, it's good to see you, buddy. Miss you, man. Miss doing this. It was I almost text you on January 5th and was like, 30 days ago, we recorded the finale and all that. Man. But I stayed away, but I thought about you.
JP with just a bottle of whiskey in his mouth. Right.
Yeah, man, it's good. We still talk on the text threads.
Oh, yeah, we talk every day.
Still see your name, but it's nice getting behind the mic.
Yeah, it is. I know. It's, I miss the, you know, the action of podcasting, the function of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just
hitting record.
Such a regular thing for so long, or forgetting to hit record sometimes, which has definitely happened its fair share of times.
Yeah.
How many times did we do that? Was it three that I forgot for a significant amount of time to hit record?
We did a couple of episodes pretty thoroughly and then realized that we hadn't hit record, and we did one interview part of the way through, two interviews part of the, we can let down the fourth wall now on who it is.
Yeah, so we, I remember
Aaron Tuning,
we did like 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and then oh my gosh, I'm the worst.
And then Tremonti.
And then Mark Tremonti. Yeah, we could about
the beginning
5 minutes, right? Yeah. Something like that.
So it wasn't anything major, but and we edited it in good.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the ones I can think.
And then our episode on, was it the Temptations?
Yeah.
We basically had to record almost the whole thing twice.
Yeah. So if you want to go hear our second take of the Temptations episode, go on back and listen to it.
It was like 27 minutes or something.
It was the thing.
And you were like, I don't remember if that might have been when you started asking me every episode, like, are you recording? Like,
every now and then I'll just get this hankering, like, yeah.
Because one time we did almost. And so then you have to go back and you try and go, there's that weird line of like, do we try to make the same jokes and
or do we change our jokes? Do we bring this and try to bring the same energy? Anyway, it's funny.
It's kind of
great, man. So Rob will probably notice, like, he'll catch me like,
frozen.
Yeah, Rob will catch me like looking to see if the light's on.
Right.
Like, we're in the same room, like looking to see if the record light's on.
That's right. Is the red light on? That's why we need one of those, you know, to just connect to a board. We need one of those big on-air signs that blinks when you hit record.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? So everybody in the room knows and we can feel comfortable and we don't have to worry about it.
When we bring it back for 2.0, we'll invest in an on-air sign that'll be right behind us, just glowing.
Connects to the record button for sure.
So, what's been going on music wise? Anything in your world? I mean, we did a show. Me and Rob did a show.
Yeah.
That's a wedding. Me and Rob and a percussionist / drummer. We were a three piece. And we brought up tons of special guests because we knew a lot of the guests in the audience for this.
Right.
It was a 40, no, 50, it was a birthday, 50th birthday party. Yeah. 50th birthday party. We did about 3 hours. Did a bunch, just us. And then the Prospectors did a set.
We did a whole set. What, four songs? Five
four,
songs?
Four songs.
As the old-timey Prospectors in costume.
Yeah, hats and all.
Straws and everything.
They were our relief, like, in the break. We're like, we're going to take a break and bring up this other group, which was just us back again as the Prospectors.
Oh man. That was a real moment in time. Like, that took some, I don't think courage is the right word.
Yeah. It's and we the thing is, you know, we did the first song and it landed pretty we did the Fresh Prince theme and it landed pretty good. And then we went into Regulate and it's like Rob felt like we were starting to lose him a bit. And then we did Green Day.
Yeah.
And then we brought it on home with California Love, but we kept them with it and it was fun.
They indulged us if nothing else.
Yeah.
What's been going on with me musically? I'll tell you something cool. So one of our like old school listeners and patrons, Brad Callahan, turned me on, maybe a couple years ago. I found out he was in this writing community called Songtown, and I had found it and I had like seen their podcast and stuff like that. But it's, two guys, Clay Mills and Marty Dodson, and they between the two of them have like 15 number one songs. You know, Clay Mills wrote "Don't Think I Don't Think About It" for Darius Rucker, and you know what I mean. They've got like legit, you know, and
yeah,
and that's just the number ones. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They've got a bunch of cuts and stuff. Anyway, so they have this cool songwriting community, and Brad Callahan, one of our listeners, at one point was like reached out and was like, "Hey, is there any chance you would want to do like vocals on this demo that I'm doing for this song community that I'm in?" And so I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And so he's asked me to do several more over the course of the last couple of years, and then some other people that he's connected with have had me do kind of their stuff. So anyway, long story short, I ended up getting interested in this, you know, joining the community just to kind of, you know, see what it's all about and try and lean into some songwriting, you know, stuff on my end and see if I can maybe get some songs in front of some people. So I joined it this year on January 1st, I think. And you know, I'm getting into it. It's very cool. If you're a songwriter and I think especially if you're a like a novice songwriter or a you know, if you feel like I want to learn more, gosh, there's so much. Even for you know, seasoned writers and people who write all the time, learning how to write commercially and all, you know, all that stuff. It's really cool. And there's a great, I've only posted one song in the like forum, where you can, you know, get feedback from like just other people who are in the, you know, group.
Yeah,
man, they have been great. Like they've just been super kind and helpful and had good, you
That's
know,
awesome.
Good critique and good feedback and all that stuff. So anyway, it's I'll free plug here for Songtown. If you want to sign up for Songtown, use promo code GreatSongPod
and right.
get
yeah.
0% off your
pay more if you put that in, double your price. Just send that into the GoFundMe for the bring back the Yeah, that's awesome. Well, me and Rob got some concerts coming up. I'm going to see Mr. Big in 2 weeks on Wednesday, and Rob's going to see Dave Barnes that Friday.
Yeah, that's right. So,
there we go. That'll be a good concert week for us.
I think I told you this. My plan is, so I'm going with a group of six to the Dave Barnes show, and I'm trying to get us to all go as Dave Barnes eras, like the Taylor Swift era.
I think it's awesome.
So we're trying to get together outfits. You got Karate Dave, Cowboy Dave, Valentine's Day Dave, you know, all sorts of. So there's plenty to choose from. It's just kind of who's going to be what. And actually, only five of us are going to dress up. My wife refuses. She had flat opted out of that. But I'm really going to try because I think that would be hilarious.
And then Tuesday of that week, well, I'm playing a few nights of a revival, but on Tuesday, me and Rob are playing at a church together.
That's so, right. We are.
There you go.
Doggone right. What do you end up, what are you going to be playing? Bass?
I'm playing bass. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm play keyboard. So we're obviously super prepped as you guys can tell for this as we're bouncing.
That's right. And man, if I sound better than usual, it's because I got a new interface for Christmas.
There we go.
I'm super excited about it. That's one of the going hand in hand with the joining the Songtown is I needed some like, something practical to do with my new interface so that I would be using it more and learning more. You know what I mean? It's much more complicated than my old interfaces. And so, you know, I'm doing that as part of, you know, just redoing some demos and doing some new songs and that kind of stuff. I'll let you guys in on a secret. Let me let you guys in on a little secret here. Okay. Great Song Podcast / Catch Up listeners. I have big musical plans this year. I have large plans that I don't even know if they're possible, but I do have them, and I do hope to see them come to fruition. And there will be a Kickstarter soon, which I will try to remember to share with the group in case anybody's interested in making some of those musical plans happen. Anyway, that's for you guys. Okay.
That's news to me, guys, too. So I'm excited too. I will jump on board. Let's go.
Let's do it. Why don't we jump into, you want to look at some headlines?
Yeah. Do a headline real quick. I'll rapid fire through some stuff. We've been me and Rob have been talking with another friend of the show, who will remain nameless now till. But we've been sharing this CCM top albums list.
Yeah,
So
top
I've
albums of the 90s,
Of the 90s,
which was
CCM for
ECM.
94 through 99. So it's been fun.
Yeah.
So I've listened through the majority of this list, and I'll just rapid fire a couple of them. I won't give all the takes, but I have a take for every album. So it's
Okay.
Audio Adrenaline Bloom. Okay, got
Okay.
that one. Got PFR Great Lengths. So we
Okay.
got that one. And Goldie's Last Day, both of
Okay.
those. DC Talk,
Yeah,
Jesus
Jesus Freak,
Freak.
the classic.
Jesus Freak, Grover Levy.
Grover, come on
I
now.
don't have any Grover Levy albums, so I just had to make that.
That's really funny.
That's hilarious. Chris Rice stuff. So
Okay.
anyway, Chris Rice, I got a take on that. I'll tell you why I'm showing those albums later.
Wow. Okay.
Jars of Clay.
Yeah.
This is just for our listeners, right? Scott Kerpane. Scott. I don't
Scott.
have Scott Kerpane. Scott, the other Scott.
That's Scott Weiland,
That's close enough.
Triple Pilots. Yeah,
Yeah,
Scott Kerpane. Come on.
I
Some
do. Well, I have Wild
form.
Imagination somewhere. I
Okay.
just can't find it. It's probably in Athens. Steam Curtis Chapman, Cadence Call,
There you
40
go.
Acres,
Wow.
Wes
Really?
King.
West. That's BB King for everybody
That's right.
listening. I'll throw this video up. Why not?
Bebo Norman. Oh,
Bebo
yeah.
Norman.
That's an anyway. Burlap Cashmere. That's one of our guys' lists. And then I've got all Rob's too. Chris
That
Rodriguez,
Bebo
Norman.
Norman album, the first notes of that album,
Dude.
they put me in a feeling. That
Yeah.
album.
It's that whole album is
And
feels. Yeah, it's great.
it's.
And me and Rob also completed this puzzle.
We did. Over our last couple days of recording, we had done this thing for the last several months where you sent me a bunch of baseball cards and we were going to each open a pack a week and try to complete the Stan Musial puzzle. I learned a valuable lesson about JP that day. We came up, what, one piece short, I think,
Yeah.
in what we had collected. And
We
you're
were coming down to the last pack and we were high-fiving as we got close and we were one piece short.
yeah. And we opened an entire box between the two of us, an entire box of cards. And so we were like, oh man, so close. And JP's like, I don't sweat it, I have all the pieces. And you had collected all the previous pieces.
Yeah, that
You were like, never start.
here's your set, here's my set.
Yeah, he's like, basically never ask a question that you don't already know the answer to. And you're like, I have it. It's already done with.
Yeah, never start a challenge that
That's right. That
you
you
can't possibly make it
don't
happen,
already
right?
have.
So
So
you
anyway.
gotta have it covered if you're gonna issue the challenge. Yeah, so we each have a full set of that unopened, and I had pieces enough to put
That
together a
was
whole nother.
1989 Donruss,
I
88.
think 88 Donruss, I think it
Okay.
was. Yeah.
Yeah, a classic. It's the one with that was like the blue and it has like the red piping, you know? Like
Yeah.
just like
Yes.
pipes for some reason. I don't really know
Yes.
why on a baseball card, but hey. So yeah, let's see. Music headlines kind of suck. There's not really. I mean, okay, Sinead O'Connor died of natural causes. Okay, that's good news. But that like he died in July, you know what I mean? So that's okay, but they're now saying natural causes, no foul play, no whatever. Purple Rain is becoming a stage musical.
Okay.
That's something. I mean, that's
Yeah.
significant. That'll be cool. Broadway, Purple Rain. That'll be neat. Have you seen anything about the Michael Jackson Broadway thing?
Huh.
I feel like apparently it's huge and it's awesome and whatever, but I heard nothing about it until it was already opening. Like I never heard that, like, hey, there's a Michael Jackson Broadway thing in the works, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I didn't know
Versus
it.
like, you know, when they were doing the Spider-Man Broadway play, I mean, I heard about it forever before it came. And I would just think a Michael Jackson Broadway thing you would
Yeah,
hear.
they should hype it up. Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard nothing about it until it was already open on Broadway. And then I heard, you know, people talking about how awesome it was, but still know nothing about it. Let's see. Okay, here's, I mean, this is kind of depressing. Here's the In Memoriam 2023, the musicians we lost. I don't know all of these. I'm sad to say. Gangsta Boo, Fred White, Earth, Wind & Fire, of course.
Earth, Wind & Fire, yeah.
Jeff Beck, Lisa Marie Presley. I forgot that she passed away last year. Robbie Bachman, this is depressing. David Crosby.
Great job, Rob. Wait, give them what they want. They're out there crying, and you're putting them over the edge with more sadness.
Bacharach, Steve Mackey, Wayne Shorter, Gary Rossington, Bobby Caldwell.
Oh, I talked to his wife. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
So there you go.
And then, of course, you've got your, you know, the Tina Turner, Harry Belafonte, good night, Gordon Lightfoot. And I'm reading maybe a fifth of these names.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Did you know that? Oh, I think you sent me something that maybe Barnes shared it with us. The girl that Sundown, but Gordon Lightfoot wrote for, remember that, was the girl that was responsible for Belushi's overdose.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that little?
That's crazy.
Drop it. Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, this is, yeah, that was a mistake.
That was bad. We can't end on that.
Sinead O'Connor. Okay, all right. That's Robbie Robertson. Good grief. I mean.
Quit with it.
Do that many important musicians die every year? Yeah. Jimmy Buffett, Gary Wright, Steve Harwell from Smash Mouth.
Okay, I'll pick it up with another dead guy story. So I did find out when we were talking about pick it up with some when we were doing the first thing that I shared this with you. You already know the on that Audio Adrenaline album, Free Ride, the Edgar Winter song.
Yeah,
was written by Dan Hartman, the I Can Dream About You guy.
Yeah,
I couldn't. Okay, he wrote y'all know the
wait,
whatever. Come on, take a free ride. That one was written by the same guy.
Okay, you know what I just realized?
Okay,
this is I just realized when you said that the other day, and even until then, when you said, what's the song he did, Dan Hartman?
He does I Can Dream About You.
Okay, yes, okay. I thought you meant Bob Hartman from
Petra. From Petra,
yeah. And right. I was like, oh wow, that's really cool. I think I multiple times have misidentified Dan Hartman. I think I don't have a good grasp on him being connected to that.
Phil Hartman?
Yeah, yeah. That's funny. Okay. Well, because see, when you said, when I thought it was Bob Hartman, I was like, oh, that's kind of makes sense why Audio Adrenaline might later have picked up.
I get it.
Done it. You know? No.
Anyway.
My hot take on that song is that Audio Adrenaline's version is better.
Oh, I don't hate that.
I like the bridge middle part better.
Okay.
Section. I like their bridge section better. Yeah.
Let's see who else is dead. Yeah, words.
Let's see who else is dead. Beyonce's childhood home went up in flames in a Christmas morning fire.
No more news from Rob.
It's all depressing. And then that's going, you're going back to the end of last year, but it's all bad, dude. Like Puff Daddy's apparently a bad guy. All that. I don't know. It's crazy. Anyway, let's talk about something fun. Let's see. Hold on. Let me look up funny news.
I got takes off all those albums. I can try to pick one.
Nobody knows those albums.
I don't know.
Let's see.
Everybody knows those albums. We'll all put them in one thing together and teach somebody.
A mother found a venomous snake in her 3-year-old's underwear drawer.
Not helping with the uplifting things.
Ohio man, this is a funny headline. Ohio man attempting to play pinball for 63 hours. Like, he's attempting. Okay. He's trying.
Is he doing it now?
This was 10 hours ago. And it says, an Ohio man is more than 14 hours into his attempt to play pinball for 63 consecutive hours and break a Guinness World Record. I just like that they're reporting that, like, he's trying. He's trying, you know?
He's trying. He may only make it 15 hours, but that's his goal.
Yeah. So, like, if I was like, you know, I don't know. It's like... if you were like, how long are you going to play guitar? And I was like, I'm going to try for 10 days straight. And then you were like, perfect. And you
That's
wrote a
right. I'm
blog.
not stopping.
Yeah. And then you just went and wrote a blog about Rob is trying to play guitar for 100 days.
And then, like 6 hours in, you're like, I'm tired, but
I'm
I've
good.
posted it like
I
it.
tried though.
And yeah.
I sure tried. Let's
How long do you think you could play guitar? How long do you think you could play guitar? If like in a challenge, like could you just sit and play guitar?
I
Obviously,
mean,
you could like go to the bathroom. I guess you'd have to carry the guitar to the bathroom, still
sure.
playing, and like somebody have to feed you.
I would probably just I'd probably go without meals at that point. Maybe a drink, you know what I mean? I don't know. I mean,
Yeah.
I could play for a few hours, but I wouldn't go any I wouldn't do anything crazy.
Yeah.
After a while, dude, your hands just start to there's only so much.
Start cramping up.
Yeah, and you're
How,
just
okay, how much if somebody
fingertips,
was
you
like,
know?
yeah, if somebody was like 10 hours, $1,000, you do it? 10 hours straight, $1,000.
Yeah, probably. I mean, for $1,000, I probably
24 hours, $1,000.
no. 24 hours,
24
not for
hours. Would you play
$1,000.
for a whole, that's
No,
your cutoff? Okay.
but I would justify 10. That's $100 an hour to play guitar. I would do that. You know, that's pretty
I'm just
solid.
trying to think. Yeah, I'm trying 10 hour. Okay, I'm just trying to think our next that's our Kickstarter plan.
Right.
Is how we do, how long could Rob play guitar? So,
I was thinking
well, cool, man.
yesterday, like I was thinking what we should find something else to do together, you know, even if it's not continuing the podcast, that like we should find some other enterprise now that, you know, we left the podcast with no exit strategy as to like folding it into some other thing, you know what I mean? Which would have been like the smart play, right? To like parlay the
Yeah.
success of the podcast into some other, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So we
So
may
y'all can see here, we obviously hadn't thought it through pretty well.
no
So
no I
and
mean
we'll continue to talk through this.
I guess we had time to plan something, but we just didn't. We just went, well, we're just gonna end this thing. You know, I'm just wondering, like, what else could there be for like Robin JP as a brand to do together? You know what I mean? That is not
We'll think on it.
podcast.
Well, yeah, we'll think on it and get back to you guys on that and
If
let you know.
we created a brand of like branded foods, what kind of branded food would we be? You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
if we were like a Ben and Jerry's, you know? What would our thing be that you'd like see our faces on the side of a package of some meat or something?
Some candy bar, four musketeers. That's
Yes.
what it would
Yep.
be.
That's it.
Just one up the three musketeers.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep. One. Yes. We're one more musketeer than everybody else.
Yeah.
More
Well,
nougat. We have
that's right. Just
30% more nougat.
we'd put the nougat on the outside and just make it super just messy
Just yeah,
nougat
there's
mess around the chocolate.
just like a thread of chocolate on the inside, just surrounded by nougat that you just get all over.
Yep, but just a tiny bit of chocolate. Just yeah, it's like it comes with like gloves,
It's
like
basically a nougat loaf.
boogie. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Right. Well, dude, it's good catching up. We'll do this again in the future, maybe or something. Just
Yeah, for sure.
hang tight,
I'll do.
folks. You'll hear from us somehow, some
Yeah,
way.
we'll drop in from time to time. Don't delete the Great Song Podcast feed. If you subscribed, don't delete that feed unless you just really, really have to, because you never know what's going to pop up. So,
Yeah.
yeah, keep in touch. And by all means, if you're listening to this and you've never checked in with us on Facebook or Instagram, please do that. The Facebook group is called Great Songs and the Great People Who Love Them Greatly. It is still very active. And our Instagram, I'm still putting up stories and stuff. There's not a ton going on there as far as posts, but stories and stuff, I still post fun stuff. So please do, drop in and say hi. So many of you, even since we dropped the finale episode, have just sent us kind words and well wishes and all those things. Even this week, I've had, several things just come in. People were like, I literally was like cried when the episode was over,
Yeah, I
like,
got a nice text today from like not my boss, but my boss's boss, the guy that runs the whole state for Enterprise.
Uh-huh.
So like he's listened to a few episodes sporadically. I don't even know how he found it, probably through my boss or conversation or something. And then he's like, I listened to to 274 today or something. Great job. And like, just, it's like, wow, it's awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. Weird.
So super cool.
So anyway, don't delete the feed. We'll pop in every now and then. And, but yeah, we just wanted to say hi. We miss you guys. We miss each other.
We may or may not plan this one out better. This was like Rob texted me like an hour ago and was like, you want to do a catch up? I was like,
you free?
I don't, sure. We'll make it happen. So
yeah, just wanted to say hey. So hope you guys are having a good week and a good beginning to the new year. And we'll see you when we see you.
That's right.
All right. Go listen to some music. I don't know how to end this. Hang on.
That's
okay. Bye, everybody.